Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings for all of you. So just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And what I'd like you to do, though, is to, if you're not already on the Lightship site, just click onto it. Go to today, which is Wednesday, and click down and go to Creation Lightship, and you're going to open up the home page, and then you're going to go to a little blinking flower. And if you choose to use the fast chat, that's the last sentence there above the line on the bottom of the box, and you can click on that and then minimize that momentarily and then scroll down further, and you're going to see the beautiful light being who will be doing healings tonight. And then on the bottom of your screen, you're going to see where it says fast chat, and just click on that over again, and it'll come up side by side with the light being. So this is the way, if you wish to communicate with us, you can. It's very, very simple. And a lot of people like doing that instead of interrupting the call with phone calls. So we're going to be doing some energy work tonight and some healing. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday evening show. It's wonderful to be here with you tonight. And for anyone who's new to the Creation Lightship, as Ron has talked about it many times, the Creation Lightship has come to us at this time bringing teachings and healings to our planet in preparation for the upcoming ascension. And when they came and started working with us, the planet was only in about, I believe you've said, Ron, 20% in the light at the time, and is now about 36%, which is wonderful. And part of what they're dealing with is the fact that there's a lot of mind control influences from the dark side on the planet, which are making it, you know, difficult for people to to kind of get out of the densities and to move into a higher consciousness or being able to hold more light. So we'd like to talk with you a little bit also this evening about mind control and some of the things that we can all do to get out of that current earth plane kind of collective mindset and disconnect ourselves from that kind of energy, and working with the Creation Lightship, begin to prepare ourselves for living in a much higher dimensional consciousness. And so we'd like to share some thoughts with you about that tonight as well. So I guess I'll just start and talk about that for a few minutes, and then I'll turn the program over to Ron for some wonderful healing. So please stay with us for that. I wanted to talk about, you know, a lot has been said these days about the subject of creating our reality and how our thoughts create our future, but not so many people talk about the kind of controlling energies or elements that can come in and kind of put our thoughts in a certain place. You know, there's a popular movie out right now that teaches people that whatever they put their attention on, they'll start to manifest more of in their lives. But maybe another way of looking at this is that whatever energies that you're exposing yourself to or being bombarded with or surrounded with are usually the frequencies or the vibrations that you'll start to resonate with. And then that can start to become your reality or the consciousness that you will tend to experience more of in your life. So, for example, if someone matches frequencies with the energy of worry, for example, they might find that they soon have more in their life to worry about, or if they resonate to frequency of fear, they might become more fearful or start noticing more things in their environment to be fearful of. Now, on a positive note, when you start to match vibrations with the higher consciousness of love, then the lower frequency energies seem to simply start falling away, while the more loving frequencies start to kind of magically appear all around you. And I think many people, many of our listeners have commented that when they work with the Creation Lightship, when they come on the radio programs and the conference calls that Ron does, or work with him for the private healing sessions, that begins to happen very quickly in their lives. These negative influences just start to kind of fall away. One day you just notice that something isn't there anymore. and more love and light starts coming into your life, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So since we know this, we can begin to make better choices or more conscious choices of what frequencies we want to align ourselves with. And like I said, this is not always an easy task because of the influences that we are bombarded with, especially through the media and through all kinds of things, TV, video games. Like think of, a little child that you may have known or seen, his beautiful personality, and then maybe they get exposed to a lot of violent video games or something like that, and they start to kind of resonate to that energy pretty soon, and it's kind of sad to see. So, and a lot of us as adults, we tend to spend quite a bit of time sometimes either watching TV, which tends to have things like programs that deal with emotions like hatred or fear or sadness or betrayal, all that kind of stuff. And then you get bombarded with commercials that tell you, what pills to take to cover up how bad you feel, which they, of course, don't mention that probably why you're feeling that way is because of these frequencies or energies that you're exposed to. And, it's I think, especially predominant in the U.S. Our media has become really the largest purveyor of a lot of fear-based consciousness. So, we can turn that around in our own lives by not going there, not buying into that, not exposing ourselves so much to it. There are definitely options, and we can start matching vibrations with the things that we want and kind of cut off that, cord, so to speak, of, that influence that comes to us through the media. So if you'd like to think about or try to do maybe an experiment with us, you might try for the next 30 days or so just not watching those kind of television programs. Just turn it off. Don't watch the evening news. Don't read the bad newspaper or the internet news. Don't spend time with people who mainly talk about the bad news or bring you down when you're with them. And instead, how about replacing that time that you normally spend with that kind of activity, maybe taking walks in nature, spending that peaceful time going within and connecting to your own spirit and your heart center, going within for guidance, creating music or art or writing, speaking with people who you feel uplifted by when you're with them. And there are options, too, on movies. Like, for example, some of you may have heard of the Spiritual Cinema Circle, which you can subscribe to, which has wonderful movies that are very heartfelt and uplifting movies instead of, some of the things that the other choices that we have. So that's very fun to do. So I guess I'm kind of challenging you, if you'd like to do this with me, is during the next month or so, just, do this kind of thing. Keep a journal of your experience, what comes into your life, who comes into your life, changes that you might feel in your emotions or your health. And I think that you might be very pleasantly surprised at how much better you feel at the end of that month. And especially if you, go on the Creation Light Ship, you're, as Ron says, often rubbing elbows with saints and angels and masters and the divine, you can't help feeling those frequencies, and you can start to match your own frequencies to those and get in that wonderful space of love and grace and peace, and it will change your life completely. So as many times as you can listen to the radio programs with Ron or get on his conference calls and that kind of thing, you'll really be putting yourself out of that kind of group earth plane mentality that we so easily have gotten held captive by. Just get out of it and do something else, and just really get in yourself, get more in the light. As Ron has said, if we're 30% or 36% in the light right now, think about how we could each kind of change that percentage in ourselves just by kind of disconnecting ourselves from that media and television mindset and choosing to match vibrations with the divine instead. And, of course, that's done by going within and connecting to your own divinity in your heart. So if anyone's up for it, I'd love to do that with you for the next month, and then we can see, you know, how everyone felt with that. So now I'd like to turn over the rest of the hour to Ron for his wonderful teachings and healings with the light beings. And if possible, I'd like to ask Ron if the light ship could do the healing. They've done it a few times before where they actually disconnect us temporarily for a few moments or a few minutes from these mind control influences, EFTs and so forth, to give us the feeling of what it's like to actually be free of that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Well, thank you, Sylvia. That was a really good introduction there. So what happens is that before we do this disconnection, we're actually being controlled a lot from off-planet energies. A lot of people talk about the government and the chemtrails and different things like this here, but there's a lot happening that we don't know about, I'm sure including our governments here, and everyone is affected by it. And these negative ETs just want to take our energy. These are the dark side. This is energies that were not created by the light. So it's a little difficult to kind of talk about them because you really can't put your finger on them because they're everywhere. They're up in our clouds. If you look up in the clouds someday and you see cloud ships coming, that's another indication of that. Flat clouds on the bottom. And they're all over. So they are here to attempt to take our energy. But the more so, they're off-planet. And so they're directing energies to us off-planet, which we have no control over, to change our consciousness. And you can just think about, you know, almost any time in your life, just even recently, where you had some thoughts and you wanted to do something one day and you thought about doing something, and then all of a sudden that thought escaped you completely. And then a few days later, you know, that thought came back onto your mind and you go, wow, why didn't I do that on that day? Well, that's because of the mind control that's being perpetuated down here on us. And the only way to really get out of it is to keep connected to your spirit and to really stay focused. And so what they can do is they can actually transmit energies electronically as we're watching like TV programs, etc. And what I find, you know, if you listen to sports a lot, say baseball games, football games, or and when they make a playing score, you know, you hear all this background noise and the people cheering, and just think about it. They almost all sound pretty similar. And so with that, you know, the energy could be brought into you electronically through this noise of doing mind control on you. So I don't want to, you know, scare anybody, but that's kind of how they're influencing us also. And this is probably why Sylvia mentioned to kind of, you know, maybe not watch things as much and get involved with that because, you know, it is a problem for us. So the main thing is to connect yourself, you know, with the divine, and hopefully you can be able to understand more of who you are. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a light ship come, and we're going to have them disconnect you from mind control, I'll use the word electromagnetic energies, and energies that we don't know anything about, that's coming into our consciousness. So they're going to start with that right now. So what I'm going to do is just count to 10. And at 10, they're going to put like this field around you, a protective field that'll probably be about 10 feet around you in diameter. And you may actually start to feel or sense your mind getting very quiet and still. And at this point, you can feel what it's like to be disconnected from these external influences that are coming into your life without you consenting to them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a little stronger here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling better. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good for me. So just kind of sit back and relax. I'm going to put some music on here. So you're going to be able to hear some music for a few minutes here and just kind of notice how it is to be in that maybe more quiet location here. And just see how you feel with your consciousness. Able to connect with yourself a little better, and you may feel calmness that maybe you haven't had before. And it's very interesting, like when you go out to nature, you're away from all these electromagnetic energy sources that you have in your house, and you do feel a little calmer. So this is kind of the way it's supposed to be living here. So what we're going to do now is some healing work. We're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. So again, there's nothing for you to do. Just kind of sit back and relax. And here we go. So going to go to your heart center, first of all. And go to your heart and reposition it for you if it's out of sync. And there we go. It's moving now. And now we're going to go to your throat chakra. And that's moving now. Perfect. And third eye. Great. And now we're going to go to your power chakra. Okay. And now we're going to go to your second chakra. And first chakra. Okay, we're doing opening now. So if you're in a quiet location, and you're not distracted or have a lot of background noise, we can open your chakras up a little bit if you like. We'll do it body width for you. So here we go. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. So So I should feel a little more calmer now, a little more together. And we'll do an exercise now to help you bring more of your spirit back to you. So what I'd like you to do, I did this on previous shows, and people really like doing this. So put your hands together in front of you, in front of your heart center, as if you're going to be doing a prayer. Your palms together. And I want you to pull your hands apart and probably go to about maybe body width and move them back in again, and you're going to feel an invisible ball tension there. Now, this is not a mental exercise. It's actually, you know, sampling the energy. So just have your hands move back and forth until you can feel this invisible ball tension. And you might even feel your palm of your hands tingle as they approach this energy here. And what we're going to do now is an affirmation out loud. And you may want to write this down. It's very, very simple. It's, I now increase my life force energy. And I repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And what I'd like you to do now is to move your hands further apart, maybe about a foot further apart than what they were when you started, and just say this affirmation out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And again, move your hands out further again, about a foot further than what they were before. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And let's do it maybe five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you should feel pretty charged up right now. And this will help you to increase your consciousness, to put more of your spirit into your body. And you may feel your body tingle and buzz right now during this process. So if you'd like to continue on doing this, you can. You may want to do it maybe three, four, five times a day for a week. And you're going to notice that you can be bounced up really quick when you're tired and get more of a higher consciousness to you. This is very good if you're doing healing work on people. Check your charge. If your body width or less, don't touch them, because you'll probably be taking on their own energy into your body. Remember, like attracts like. So, you know, if you're working on someone doing massage work and they have a shoulder pain and you're not charged up enough yourself, you may take the energy right into yourself. They'll feel great and you won't feel so good afterwards. So this is one way to get charged up to be at your full potential. Plus, when you're real charged up around you, if you sit it like 100 times, you know, you're going to feel this energy field around you, and it'll stay for quite a while. And when you are charged up pretty nicely, maybe 10 or 20 times of saying it, it'll be very hard for you to be given a psychic attack by people, because the energy will be all around you, and it will come to that energy first and think that it's attacking you, attaching to you. And it'll just go into the energy field and get satisfied. Remember, when people put out a psychic cord to you, they sometimes know when this cord is released. And so what I tell people to do if they're going to remove cords from people is to plug the cord into the sun. Visualize the sun and plug it into the sun. That way they won't be looking or wondering why they don't have energy from you as they're attempting to steal your energy. And so this is a good thing to do if you do remove cords from people. Kind of got on that slightly there, talking about cording. And people do it automatically, maybe not conscious to them, but it happens all the time. And so you want to keep yourself clean. So do we have anything on Fast Chat, Sylvia, we need to talk about? Any questions there?
Yeah, we have a good question from Sylvia, Rob, and family up in Canada, I believe. And the question is, are we always protected by the light beings once our creation lightship healings begin?
Well, they have come forward with some people that I know about and have intervened with people doing other type of healing modalities that maybe not have been in their best and highest interest. So, yeah, they do, in a sense, protect you. How much, I really can't say. But the cocoon energy after you go into the light ship is around you to give you that extra force field and for you to call upon it for additional healings. But ultimately, you know, at some point, you have to be completely responsible for your own energetic system. And that means being in your body completely to get your spiritual intuitive information and to connect to who you really are. And at that point, you should be able to understand more of what's happening to your energetic system.
Good answer. That's great. And also, we have a Kyle with us. Hello, Kyle, and thank you for your wonderful comments. And Kyle's dealing with issues with his wife and talking about possible entities or some kind of situation like that. So maybe you could talk about a little about how entities come into us and how to keep those cleared out.
Okay. Well, at first, when you're born, you're whole and complete. You can go to any hospital and look at babies and you see all this beautiful light energy around them. And if you don't see the light energy, you will sense a force field. Normally, that's very predominant with babies. Well, naturally, as a baby gets a few shots given to it, maybe from there it learns how to crawl and it bangs its head on a table or, you know, it hurts itself. Each time it does that, part of the spirit in that baby, a little fragment that's looking out of the eyes of the time, will tend to leave because your spirit is only love energy. It doesn't work with dramas and traumas, emotional pain, physical pain, and so it will tend to leave. So after all these different scenarios of attempting to learn how to live on the earth plane here, I would imagine by the time you're probably about 5 years of age, you've probably lost maybe at least one-third of your spirit energy. And you can also look at babies and young children and kind of watch them, and all of a sudden you're going to see them change. And that's probably the reason, because they're being maybe programmed, and also just the hard knocks of life have kind of made a toll on them. And at that point, when you're not home, who is? So if you're at that point, say, 70% whole, then the other 30% is going to be entities. And the entities just come in because they're looking for a home. They don't have a spiritual energy to connect with for their life force energy. They use you. Remember, these are energies of people who have passed on. So these are what you call ghosts. And these ghost energies are emotional bodies of dead people. Very seldom do the actual spirit that looks out of your eyes actually come into someone. It's normally almost always emotional bodies. Now, remembering this, the emotional body has the whole history of its life that it led from someone else. So if the person died at 80 years of age, you know, they have a full life in their emotional body of living here. And we'll just say hypothetically that maybe a child is, say, 12 years of age, and for some reason an entity comes into them. Maybe they hurt their leg, you know, riding a bicycle. And the person who was 80 years of age maybe was in the hospital dying of some type of leg infection. Maybe they had gangrene, and all of a sudden, you know, from that the body got poisoned and the entity died, or the person died. So now the entity's moving around looking for somebody who's suffering with some kind of pain in their leg. And this could be the first time it left the body. Remember, most of these entities have been around for thousands and thousands of bodies, and so they're really well-trained in what they can do. So all of a sudden, you know, this first life that it comes into, maybe it's this 12-year-old child who scunned his knee, hurt his leg, you know, riding a bicycle. So it now comes into the child, and it just really wants to get the life force energy, and it knows about the pain, so it can relate to that. And all of a sudden, it just likes that body because the body that it had is no longer around. So all of a sudden, this young kid who was 12 years of age, you know, has all this wisdom of an 80-year-old person. But then maybe this entity, you know, loved to smoke cigarettes. And so all of a sudden, this young child of age of 12 says, yeah, I want to go out and smoke a cigarette. So maybe he starts stealing cigarettes, because the entity is forcing the physical body to do this. And so all of a sudden, the young boy gets an addiction to cigarettes given to the body from the entity. And let's just say maybe that entity also liked to go out on walks at 1 o'clock in the morning, because that's what it was used to doing. Maybe it liked the peace and harmony of being with the stars. So all of a sudden, the young boy at 12 now, who's picked up the addiction of smoking, is now sneaking out his window to go out to do walks at 1 o'clock in the morning. And so the poor parents are wondering, gee, what's happening to my poor child here? You know, he's now, has some bad influences of smoking. Maybe the kids in school caught him to do this, or taught him. Now he's going out at night, and, who knows what else could be happening. So this is how kind of entities work. And so the entities come into us through pain, emotional traumas, like I said, the physical pain that we could have. When you get angry with someone, naturally your spirit leaves at that point because it's only love energy. When you're angry, that's not love. And, it's just a bad situation. So you want to always be in your body and attempt not to do those things, to try to live with the love energy. And so typically once that little part of you, that little fragment, which could be millions of little pieces of you, like puzzle pieces, but once that part leaves, it doesn't really want to come back anymore because it's too traumatized. This is why people go through the cleansing process, that you may call it a past life review, and before they come into the next body. And this is how typically I believe birth defects are formed too, because the spirit comes in wounded. But kind of getting away from that. So the spirit needs to be cleaned up. It takes about 50 years to do. When I do the emotional clearings, it's cleared instantly within an hour. And so at that point, what's with you is already cleared up. But you want to bring back the other parts of you that left that don't really want to be here any longer because it's not love energy. And so, naturally this planet is, an emotional-based planet. And the Earth spirit resonates to the emotions because this is how it chose to sample the energies on the surface, is through the emotional experiences of people. So anyway, that's kind of how entities work. They come in, but you want to get rid of them. You don't want them to be with you. You want to ask the Earth spirit to take them back because the Earth spirit created these energies. And then from there, call back your spirit so you can be more whole and complete. And remember, if you're not home, who is? And if you're not home, and you can tell very easily by looking at your eyes, look in a mirror, and if your eyes aren't sparkling or they seem a little dull one day, that means that you're not home. And you can look at your friends the same way. If their eyes are glossed over, just look at somebody who's had maybe too many beers, okay, for instance. Maybe they drank a couple six-packs. Just look at their eyes. And that energy, your spirit's gone. So their eyes are glossed over. And then after you become sober, then you come back to who you are. But when you're not home, then who is? And that gets kind of scary sometimes, what you're drawing into your life. And, how it's going to affect other people. Because when the entity comes into you, they don't care what they do with the body. Remember, they're only there for a short time. They're just visiting. And so it's like the marionette playing with the puppet, and then all of a sudden it gets tired of playing with you and it leaves, but you're left holding the bag because your body's recognized as being whatever, did this awful deed or whatever. So anyway, that's probably enough on entities here, I guess. So anyway, if you're not home, who is? That's the bottom line, and you want to be in your body all the way. That's the teachings of Jesus, to go within. Not to go without, but to go within to your own internal guidance system. And this is what the Lightship teaches, is don't go outside of yourself to get the energies, go within and know yourself. So do we have any other questions, Sylvia? Or?
Well, maybe this would be a good time to do a little entity clearing.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay, so here we go. So just, again, sit back and relax. The Lightship will start to take away these emotional bodies from you that are not yours. And we're just releasing the energies now. And so you may feel something leave you. You might feel tingles in your body. And what we're going to do at the same time is call back your spirit fragments. And there can be thousands of them. and we're going to have them cleansed, put back into balance, so they'll want to come back into your body. And we're almost done here. Here we go. So on the count to 10, you're going to come back into your body a little more than what you were before. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, I'm going to release these energies from you. Okay. There we go. And going to bring you more into your body now. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. Taking away some more entities from you. You should start to feel a little stronger in yourself. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing here. So you do feel a change in your body. It just means that you're getting more whole. And normally you're going to feel your body tingle as your spirit reunites, integrates back into your energetic system to do healing. And this is why you feel the tingling, because you now have energy where it wasn't before. So here we go, coming back in your body more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And do it one more time here. And our show's moving right along here. Time is flying very quickly. Okay. Looks like we have about 10 minutes. I guess 20 minutes to go here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if anybody would like to comment on the fast chat, if they feel any different, that would be great. Normally, you should feel maybe a little more warmth in your body. You know, what we just did is what we'd call a soul retrieval. That's what people sometimes call it in the New Age movement here. And this you should be doing yourself. Remember, it's up to you to get yourself in your body. It's up to you not to be angry. It's up to you not to be emotionally upset with something. You know, it's up to you not to get hurt. And so your whole spiritual guidance, you know, is with when your spirit's with you. And when it's with you, people ask, a lot of times they'll say, why can't I be more psychic? Well, sometimes that channel's not open to people. But if you are a little psychic, by having more of your spirit in your body, you become more psychic. And so with that, you have more psychic radar around you, because your spirit gives that to you. So that's one way that you can feel a little more protection, because you can sense more energies around you. So what's next, Jovia? Any ideas? Anybody on fast chat there?
Well, I think another really important thing is to bring up the different healings that you do on the bodies, like the emotional body, because that ties into how a person can be affected from their past genetically, from ancestors and so forth, as far as being able to have a healing and to heal and to get more of their spirit energy back in their body. So perhaps this would be a good time to talk about that a little bit and maybe do a little sample of the emotional clearing.
Okay, so yeah, you're right about that. This is why what I tell people, you do anything in your life with me, the most important thing is to do the emotional clearing. What it allows you to do is to become more present in your body. It heals your spirit of the traumas that you went through in this lifetime. Remember, if your spirit's wounded, you're going to have a hard time healing, because it'll take on and mimic and, in a sense, resonate exactly to the emotional imprinting of the emotional body. So the clearing clears the emotional body, puts it back into balance to a zero charge, so it's perfectly whole and complete. It clears your spirit, like I said, and also takes away the charges out of your physical body so you can accept a healing. And that's why you have energy blocks. In the New Age movement, and it's just the way people relate now to healings, they know that your emotions eventually will give you some type of problem in your life if you haven't dealt with them. And so another way of stating that is that your emotions actually are what's causing your illnesses and your problems. So here we go. We're going to do it from this point in time back to your last birthday. This is an instantaneous healing. It'll take about a minute to do these here. It'll be about 90% completed. So again, nothing for you to do. There's no processing whatsoever. Just sit back and relax. So here we go. And they use the chakras just as an indication of how they're going to do the healing. It's only about 1% of the work being done, though. But we have to have some way to language. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, next to your back for one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll go one more year for you people. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so what I'm getting is to do one other healing here. And we're going to do a healing for psychic attacks, which could be anything happening to you, any kind of thought projections that people do or have done toward you. And that could be on or off planet, okay? So here we go. Same process. You can just sit back and relax. So, and this could include spells, psychic attacks, you know, anything like this. So here we go. Sixth chakra from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. A lot of density here. Boy, I'm yawning. Somebody out there has some whammies. Fourth chakra cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, yawning again. Boy. Oh, boy. Okay, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so a psychic attack could be just somebody thinking a bad thought about you, and it gets projected to you. So it could be as simple as that. So somebody out there was kind of dense, and I'm still yawning here, so hopefully you have some relief on that. And Sylvia Lee yawning, too. Are you yawning, Sylvia?
Yeah, and I felt quite a lot of, just as though, for a brief time, that my head was getting, you know, like pressure in it, as though it had been like attacks directed at somebody's head. But that's all gone now. It's lifted, so I feel good now.
And most of the stuff, just you may feel it, and then it goes away. So, well, I'm still yawning here. So we got... little time left here. Anything on Fast Chat we need to discuss there?
Well, let's talk about a little bit about the, you know, the emotional clearing and the way that the creation light shift works. Because, you know, you've talked a little bit about this before, about how there's really no processing involved as far as the way that we think of it. You know, we're used to having to really... slug through our issues and bring them up, and you know, people go to counseling and this and that treatment, and sometimes spend years and years or decades in counseling, or thousands or tens of thousands of dollars trying to, you know, process their issues, so to speak. And the beautiful thing with the Creation Light Ship is that the healings are so fast, instantaneous, and so light when they work with you. You don't feel like you're having to process anything. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that. I'm sure you understand that much more than I do.
Yeah, what happens when I work with someone, the energy does run through me, so I actually, in a sense, can feel maybe 1-5% of what the person has dealt with in their lifetime. I don't always see the scene. Sometimes I do. But mainly what you have working with you on the light ship is probably between 3 to 6 light beings who are actually... working with all of your energetic bodies around you to clear these densities away from you. Remember, this is why they're here. They're here to get you into your body. And that's for the ascension process, where you're able to take your body with you to a higher consciousness after the universal shift. And so this is how they work, and they, they do this work instantaneously. Remember, this is not an Earth-based energy. It's not some channeled energy from, you know, the Galactic Federation. This is true source energy working with you. And it is instantaneous. So they don't believe in processing. It doesn't work for them because they're in the now. They do the work in the now, and it's done and completed. And then it's up to you to be able to understand that and accept it and to just allow the energy to work through you, and it does it very quickly. And so typically it takes about 1 hour to clear someone's life. What I charge is $5 times your age. If you're elderly, over 60, I don't charge over $300. And it's, like I said, the best thing that I can do for anybody on this planet. What came to mind as Sylvia was talking here, what I'd like to do is have us do another affirmation here. And the affirmation is, you may want to write this down now, which is, I now release all energies that do not belong to me. So I'll repeat that. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. And this may help you, too, for the ones that were pretty heavy with psychic attacks or whatever thought projections being done to them. And this may also help you to retain more of your spiritual identity. We'll say it out loud a few times here. So here we go. We do it in unison here. Just think we have 100 people doing this together or more. So I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. Okay, so that should help you out. And I do see Tammy would like us to charge a glass of water. That just came up here. I just clicked on my fast chat here. So we have the light being on our screen, I hope. If not, have her pop up there. If you just came on the show, just click on Creation Lightship Healing on today's show, which is Wednesday, and scroll down a ways, maybe an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam. And if you can get a glass of water quickly, we'll do that charging here. So as everybody's kind of running around getting their glass of water, the water will taste different for almost everybody. It's incredible how the water tastes. And this is like a regular 8-ounce glass of water. And we're going to start to charge this light beam up right now. And here we go. We're going to have her come into your monitor screen. And her picture was drawn by an artist who was on one of my four-hour Saturday calls. And those I charge $60 for. It's once a month. And you're up on the light ship for 4 hours. And she was drawing this light beam in real time as she saw her on the light ship. And so now she's coming into this picture on your screen. And three things for me happen. Her rays on her head start to change colors a little bit. Actually, four things. You may actually feel the presence of the energy being emitted off your monitor screen. Well, you can sense that. Sometimes people's hands are very intuitive. You can move your hand back and forth in front of your monitor screen a little bit, you know, on both sides of her face. You're going to feel that there is a difference in a charge as your hand gets sensing the energies from your palm chakra. Okay? And another thing that happens is you're going to see her face kind of move forward slightly, as if the background around her is fading, becoming more distant, and her face is coming forward as she becomes more of a three-dimensional presence here. And if you kind of blink your eyes and move your head away, maybe for a second to look at her again, you're going to see her actually looking at you with her eyes, and you're going to see a slight smile on her face as she's doing this process here. And she will be activated for the half an hour after our show here. So you can also request healing from her. And this will work on the archives perfectly. And so get your glass of water right now and put it in front of you with, and put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to start now to activate the water. Now, the creation light ship only works with heart energy. They don't work with mind energies. They use the heart to work with the mind, but they don't work with mind only, okay? So she's connecting now to your spirit in your heart center. And from there, the energy is moving from your spirit and her through your shoulders and your elbows and your wrist down into your fingertips. So she is starting right now, and you may actually feel your hands change energetically a little bit. Some people's hands become sweaty, some become very hot, some become tingly. So you can all have a different experience here. It just depends how your body senses the energy, but it's working even if you can't feel anything. So again, she's charging up the energy right now for you. This beautiful glass of water that you're having. And she's about done. So if you'd like, you can now take the glass of water and swallow some of it. And I'll do that with mine right now, and I'm just going to see how it tastes. There we go. And mine tastes very good. So we may have some comments on Fast Chat. We only have about maybe 5 minutes left here. So, and what I will say about entities with people, most people, you know, it's not that it's their fault that they have them, okay? But once you know how to get rid of them, then you can start releasing them from yourself. So if you do have entities, you know, which we all have, then you want to become more conscious. And whenever you find yourself acting up, doing strange things, then ask your spirit to help you to release them out of you. Because it has that power and it can do it, but it needs you to work with it to in order to have them released. And you want to get them out of your body. You can ask, I imagine, the earth spirit to take them back, since the earth spirit created these to experience life with you, and ask them to be healed. And then from there, in fact, this is the only healing that I tell people to run stuff to the earth. It's the only time that I'll do this because your spirit did create this energy. I never take anything else, whatever I'm doing, and send it to the earth. That's just very bad because it has to deal with it, okay? But and then after the energy is released, then call back your spirit and ask the part of you that's in you to help heal the other spirit fragments that are around you, okay? And they will come back to your body. They'll come on the outside of you. And then ask your spirit to heal that. Remember, everything works with your spirit. And so always go to yourself first. This is like I tell people, out of all the books that you may have on spirituality, you just really need one with one page, and that reads, go within. That's what Jesus' teachings were. Anything when you go outside of yourself and keep looking and looking, at that point, you're diluting your own personal energy and giving it away to something else. So, where are we, Sylvia? Anybody on Fast Chat here? I see Carrie said it's delicious water, so yeah, it is. And Kyle said it's the same thing, very nice. Yeah, the water will taste different. It's attuned strictly for you, for what you need right now to take in more light energy. And if you're interested in doing this session, I do on Wednesday nights. We did one tonight. We charge 7 gallons of water. The conference call line is 1.5 hours in length. I do it every Wednesday, and the charge for that is $60 a month. And it allows you to have this beautiful divine drinking water, you know, continuously. And the extra water that you may have, you can put in your bath water. So I guess we'll just start to close down here. We have, looks like, 1 minute left here. So my conference calls start off at $20 for an hour. You can connect with me. There's information here on this website, or go or email me if you like, healing@creationlightship.com. And I guess I'll just sign off now, and blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Yes, blessings to all. Thank you so much, all of you, for being with us. It was a real pleasure to be with you. And we will be back Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And until then, have a wonderful rest of your week and enjoy right now for the next half an hour the light being on your screen, and continue to press your healings. And until next time, much love to all. Good night.
Hey, blessings to all of you.
Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out. Thank you.